This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of May 19th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Republican lawmakers in the Tennessee House of Representatives will soon decide the fate of Speaker Glenn Cassada. The embattled lawmaker has faced backlash after racist and sexist text messages between him and his former chief of staff were leaked to the media. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran says Cassada's speakership might be in jeopardy after a key Republican joined the call for his resignation. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So Representative Mike Carter, he's from the Chattanooga area, had not been one of the Republicans asking Cassada to resign, but on Friday, he changed his mind. So what happened?
Yeah, so Representative Carter is part of the Ethics Committee that was tasked with issuing an advisory opinion on Cassada. So when he came in for a private interview, he was asked to sign a draft of the advisory opinion, but he refused. He says that he reviewed the facts in the letter and that they were not in line with the facts reported by media outlets. According to his statement, he told the committee he would sign the draft if Cassada would go under oath saying that the facts presented were correct and true. But they told him that was not going to happen. Long story short, Jason, Representative Carter didn't sign the advisory opinion. He says if Cassada is willing to rig the outcome of the ethics committee, he is not fit to hold the trust of his office. Those are his words.
Well, how significant is it to have someone like Representative Carter come out against Cassada?
Oh, it is very significant. Representative Carter is a former judge. All the time he's been saying he was not going to issue any opinion until he had all the facts. So it's definitely something we can't ignore. Also, he is very respected in the General Assembly. In fact, many refer to him as Judge Carter still. With Carter calling for Cassada's resignation, the list of GOP lawmakers asking for him to step down is now about 10. Another one is Representative Sam Whitson. He says Cassada has helped him get a lot of his legislation passed, so asking Cassada to step down was a tough call.
I considered all the help that he's done for me and our state in his role as Speaker this session, and then this incident happened, and I weighed that pretty heavily before I made my decision to call on him to step aside.
And then you also have other political figures calling for his resignation. One of the most significant figures is Phil Valentine, the conservative radio commentator. He speaks to a lot of Republicans. He interviewed Cassada about the text messages, and he says Cassada lied to him on his show and lost his trust. So now Phil Valentine wants him to resign too.
Well, there's been a lot of movement on this. It seems like every day a new bit of information drips out or a new lawmaker weighs in.
Right. And the interesting thing, Jason, is that Cassada said early on that the more facts out there, the better for him. But so far, that has not been the case. The latest evidence shows Cassada joking with Kate Cothran, his former chief of staff, about the age of women they wanted to pursue. And it's just not new accusations. He has also had to revisit some of the older claims. He initially characterized the accusations about racism and sexism made against Cothran as a fabrication. Cassada now admits that he did receive a racist text from Cothran, but that he didn't see it, and that he took part in some of the sexist exchanges with Cothran.
What do you think all of these incidents and all of these voices will eventually sway the House Republicans who may have held fast in their support of Cassada up until now?
I think that what will move the needle is the pressure lawmakers are receiving from their voters. There's a lot of things here that can upset Republicans. There's the racist texts, the texts where Cassada and Cothran objectify women, and the fact that Cothran admitted to using cocaine in his legislative office. So if GOP lawmakers believe that Cassada's mistakes can be contained to a couple of text messages and that he deserves a shot at redemption, then they'll side with him. But some of these Republicans have not been super happy with how Cassada ran this year's session. You know, when Cassada held the board open for over 30 minutes during the school voucher vote, you could see members very upset, like Representative Terry Lynn Weaver. She looked mad. And she is one of the members who has also asked Cassada to resign. I guess, Jason, it will come down in part to how the freshman lawmakers vote. A lot of them might fear that voting against Cassada could have consequences if he survives, though it is supposed to be a secret ballot.
Well, Sergio, what else do we know about this caucus meeting?
We know it will be held off-site, so not in the Capitol or legislative offices, and it will be closed to the press and the public. We know 12 members requested the meeting, but we don't know how they are going to vote. Here's the thing, Jason. No matter what happens in that meeting, the dynamics of the House Republicans will be completely changed by this.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran is the political reporter at WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.